From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Thousands rally in support of migrants and refugees coming to Europe. Tens of thousands of people filled central London to protest the British government's position on the escalating refugee crisis.
Say loud, say clear!
Refugees are welcome here!
Human rights activists, politicians, and performers marched to Parliament Square in solidarity with the refugees, many of whom are trying to escape armed conflict in the Middle East. Newly elected Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn told the crowd that the refugees could make Britain better if given the chance.
The waste of human resources by the lack of human rights is one of the great crimes of the last and this century.
A crowd of about 30,000 people rallied in Copenhagen, Denmark Saturday in favor of taking in thousands of refugees. In Stockholm, Sweden, about 1,000 people gathered in a show of support for a more generous government policy on welcoming the migrants. However, about 5,000 people joined in a protest against migrants in Warsaw, Poland. The Polish government has opposed fixed refugee quotas proposed by the European Union. Saudi Arabian officials have pledged that this year's Hajj pilgrimage will go ahead as scheduled, despite a crane collapse that killed 107 people and injured more than 230 at the Grand Mosque in Mecca. The huge crane crashed through the ceiling of the mosque as worshippers gathered for Friday prayers, just days ahead of the annual Hajj at one of Islam's holiest sites. The head of Saudi Arabia's Civil Defense Authority, Suleiman Al-Amr, said that high winds during a storm caused the disaster. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. A top U.S. diplomat says sanctions against Russia for its role in the Ukraine crisis will remain in place until a long-violated truce agreement is fully honored. Assistant Secretary of State Victoria Nuland also warned Saturday that Moscow will pay more costs for future violations of the Minsk peace deal.
If and when Minsk is fully implemented, including return of Ukraine's sovereignty of its border, we can begin to roll back some sanctions. But if Minsk is further violated, there will be more costs, and we will push with our European partners for that.
The United States and the European Union have accused Russia of stoking the 17-month pro-Russian rebellion in Ukraine's eastern countries and have imposed a series of economic sanctions aimed at deterring Russian military and logistical involvement. Two Russian military cargo planes carrying 80 tons of humanitarian aid arrived in Syria Saturday to set up a tent camp for more than 1,000 refugees. Russian Defense Ministry spokesman Major General Igor Konashenkov said that the humanitarian aid included all the materials needed for setting up the camp. U.S. President Barack Obama has expressed concern about Russia's increased military activity in Syria. U.S. General Philip Breedlove is NATO's Supreme Allied Commander for Europe.
We, like you, are watching this with concern. We don't truly understand yet what it is that Russia is going to do in Syria. We have heard everything from humanitarian operations to combat operations. So it remains to be seen what this will be in the end.
The Syrian National Coalition condemned what it called direct Russian military intervention, describing such a step as hostile behavior. President Obama used his weekly media address to announce his new college scorecard aimed at offering insights into the cost and benefits of getting a college degree. The program allows prospective students to find out how much each school's graduates earn and how much debt they will graduate with. Mr. Obama said it will help students know which schools do the best job of preparing them for their careers.
There are colleges dedicated to helping students of all backgrounds learn without saddling them with debt. We should hold everybody to that standard. Our economic future depends on it.
Critics have called the system a data dump that leaves prospective students with more questions than answers. And at the U.S. Open tennis tournament in New York, Italian Flavia Panetta defeated countrywoman Roberta Vinci to take the women's title. After the win, Panetta announced her retirement from professional tennis. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.